on WVUB. It's 820, 720, 75 degrees. Kevin Watson, the Blazer Morning Brew. And Sixpence on the Richer with a triple play to help start your day. That was Kiss Me. We heard from Kiss with their song Beth, and Prince with Kiss. Just before that, on this date in 1439, the British government tried to stop an epidemic by passing a law against kissing. It wasn't particularly successful, I'm guessing. I mean, I understand the idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people just rather take the risk.
There you go.
That's Captain Joey Gates. He's with the Salvation Army of Vincennes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today on this kind of steamy Wednesday.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's weather. It's summertime. We determined earlier, Dave Foster and I, call it the dead of winter. This is the dead of summer.
There you go.
But it's, you know, what we expect this time of year. So you're here to talk about coming up. A big event where you stuff the bus. Tell me about that.
Correct. So this coming Friday, stuff the bus. Well, we're calling it stuff the trailer.
Okay. Well, that works.
Because that's what we have. We have our trailer. And so what it is we're collecting school supplies for teachers at Walmart. We have a great partnership with Walmart. And so we'll be out there from 10 to 6 just collecting supplies that teachers need. You know, teachers spend so much money out of pocket on their classrooms. And so we just want to help them a little bit. And so if you have something that you want to give them, you can bring it out to us at Walmart on Friday, or you can drop it off by our office at 2300 North 2nd Street, right down there at 2nd in Minneapolis, and we'll get it out to the teachers who need it.
I have a brother who was a fourth grade teacher for many years, is actually teaching sixth grade science now, but I don't even want to think about how much money over the years that he has invested of his own money in the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great that they want to do that, but also we'd like to help them so they don't have to, right?
Correct. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, because they're trying to do bulletin boards. You know, they need craft supplies.
Well, that brings me to my other question, which was, do you have a suggested list of things?
We do. So if you look at on our Facebook page, there's like a whole suggested list. We'll have a list out at Walmart as well. But if you want to even – we have Walmart registries and Amazon registry as well that you can just order off of there and have it sent to us. But, yeah, the list is right there on our Facebook page. And, yeah, it has everything, pencils. It even has some of the snack stuff for the kids as well, because we know that's expensive as well.
It is, and it's important because we know there's food insecurity. You especially know that because you have a food pantry.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, we are coming to the end of our financial year, and so our food pantry is actually running a little bare, like I posted on our Facebook page, I think a couple weeks ago or last week.
Yeah, we talked about it on the news as well, yeah.
Yeah, and we're coming to the end, and luckily we've had some great people step up to bring us some stuff. We've gotten some fresh tomatoes and peaches and that kind of stuff. And then First Baptist Church is actually collecting food for us as well, and they bring it over. So we still need a lot of help because we're still seeing, you know, 80 to 100 people a week come to us for food, and it's just –
A lot of times people think of these things like in the wintertime, as I mentioned earlier, or the holidays, but it really is a year-round thing, and summer is worse than people think as far as people experiencing this.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it a lot, especially during summer, because kids are home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know my kids eat me at a house and home. So I know other kids, you know, they probably don't have that luxury of just sitting there and eating all day, unfortunately. And so we do see it a lot during the summer with that, is a lot of the kids being home. Parents can't stock up their kitchen fast enough sometimes.
Right.
So they have to come to food pantries like ours. And we try and give them a good variety of stuff, a good balance of stuff as well. So it's not just all snack, junk, food.
Captain Joey Gates, Salvation Army of Vincennes, is who we're talking to, and we're talking about the food pantry right now because we were talking about the school supplies, and then basically before school, we're still trying to get through summer, and you were talking about for the teachers, they have snacks and things in their classroom, and that's what got us to the food pantries because there's food insecurity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you mentioned your Facebook page, and we're going to talk about another thing you've got coming up as well, but for people that don't remember us talking before or haven't found it yet, how do they find your Facebook page?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is the Salvation Army Vincennes. Just go on to Facebook, click in the Salvation Army Vincennes. And you'll see, I think I'm actually one of the top things on there. And that's where you can get all the latest updated information on what we're doing, what's going on. And you can even message us on there. Or you can give us a call at 812-882-6933. And we're happy to help any way we can.
Captain Joey, what are the hours for your Stuff the Trailer this Friday?
Yeah, Stuff the Trailer is going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., unless it starts storming, and then we may pull out or early.
And you'll have that on Facebook.
And we will have that on Facebook, yes. Yeah, that's where we get. That's where we send out a lot of our information is on our Facebook page, just because that is the fastest way to do it. But, yeah, 10 to 6, we're going to be at both doors collecting school supplies for the teachers.
And it is Christmas in July for some folks. Hallmark Channel is celebrating, there are others. And you're already thinking Christmas because you need bell ringers, right?
Absolutely. Bell ringers. We're looking for sponsors for our kettle sites. But, yeah.
Hang on a minute. Talk to me about that, because that's something I'm not as familiar with. I know the bell ringers, but what the sponsor for is that where they set up to do the bell ringing? Is that what you mean by sponsor? Or?
So we're looking at people or companies or organizations that want to kind of give a matching donation type thing.
Okay.
It can be as little as $200, mm-hmm. But we will, you know, do a lot of the PR for them, saying, hey, this organization stepped up and we're matching $200 given by whatever this organization is. And we'll do that, you know, through the newspaper, through the radio. We can do that through our Facebook page. We're just looking for sponsors to help do that because we know the kettles are our biggest fundraiser of the year. And luckily, usually when we get a lot, we can make it through the whole year and help more people.
Which is the food pantry and all the things we were just talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. All the money raised in those kettles stays right here. It doesn't go anywhere else. And that's where, you know, we run all of our programs out of those kettles.
I need to let you go, but talk to me real quick about if somebody wants to ring the bells or if there's somebody listening and say, hey, our business or organization would like to help have a sponsor site. How do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to register to ring the bell, you go to registertoring.org.com. And if you want to, if your organization or a company that wants to sponsor a kettle, you can go ahead and give us a call, 812-882-6933, and then you can speak to me, and we'll get you all figured out and get you the information you need.
And that number's on the Facebook page, I'll bet?
Absolutely.
All right. From the Salvation Army of Incense, it's Captain Joey Gates. You're listening to The Blaze.